The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello, guys, and welcome to Two Teas in a Pod. It's just one tea today, but I am so excited to bring in Lisa Milan from The Real Housewives of Dubai. Hello.
Hi, Teddy. How are you?
I'm good. Of course, you look so stunning. I can't
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Well, me, like I'm so used to saying us.
Where's Tamara?
Well, I already asked him because we podcasted earlier and now she's filming. So that's why she can't be on right now. But she's like, I got to meet Lisa for a second at Watch What Happens Live, but it was really brief.
Yeah, she did. She's so sweet. She was really sweet.
She said you're super beautiful and nice. And then she said she has a huge glam squad though. Is that true?
I do have a glam squad. I don't think it's any bigger than anybody else.
Well, actually she said entourage. So now I need to know how many people do you travel with?
Well, I'm Jamaican, right? So we travel in a whole pack. So yeah, it's true.
I love it. I was like, well, how many people? And now I want to travel with more people.
Yeah, no, I mean, between my husband, my three kids, the nanny, my mom, everybody. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, I love it. How did you meet your husband?
So we met in Miami. I'm originally from Miami. We met at a nightclub called Live on a Sunday.
Oh.
Yes. If you know, you know, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Been there.
Yes. Been there, done that. So yeah, we met at Live and one thing led to another. We were dating long distance for a little bit over a year and then he came back, popped the question, and here we are 10 years later.
Well, so now I have to ask you a question because we've been married 10 years. We've been together almost 13.
Did it happen the first night at Liv? Not at Liv, but
no,
post.
No, it didn't. Actually, this is how I got the ring. I just let it trickle on. He flew me to the Bahamas, and then he flew me to Dubai. And then after a while, I just gave in. I was like, okay, he's too hot. I can't resist.
I got the ring, and it happened the first night. So I really just...
You know what? I'm such a prude. I wish I could. I am like a germaphobe, shower before sex type of girl. So yeah.
So does that mean that you're primarily an at-night sex person?
I am primarily at night or after the gym, because I shower after the gym. You can get me in the daytime.
That's my favorite time. It's actually my best time, because then I like have energy. Whereas exactly. Nighttime,
endorphins are running. Yeah.
Nighttime with the kids, you're like, please, I need.
I know. Exactly.
And then you guys filmed the reunion a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And how was your first reunion?
You know what? It was super intense. I was really nervous going into it because I didn't know what to expect. I'm sure you can relate. And I thought during filming, everything was great. But I feel like after the show aired and the girls saw who were the fan favorites, people just became like the biggest haters. And I felt like it was like them against Chanel and I. So it was pretty crazy.
So did you feel like it was definitely like, I don't know if you guys had chairs or couches, but like one side versus the other, do you feel like there was a mingling in between the two?
It was definitely one side versus the other, 100%.
And I need to know, and I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade here, but do you think that Brooks borrowed your Miss Jamaica crown for
well,
the reunion?
I'm definitely not. That crown is too big and too heavy and made with real stones. It's not a costume. So absolutely not. She looked more like the Statue of Liberty. But
don't get me wrong. I love her too. But like Tam and I were dying. I'm like, I don't even know. And you don't have to give this away. But I'm like, you cannot wear a crown to the reunion if you don't have the first seat. And this is, you know. With all due, I've never been a first seat. I was a middle seater for life. So like,
yeah, I agree. And I think, I don't know, after your first season to wear a crown is a bit premature, but you know, whatever floats her boat, I guess. But we were in New York, so maybe she wanted to pay tribute to the whole Statue of Liberty thing. Cause the theme was actually desert glam.
Well, that's what I couldn't figure out, because some of you guys, and it's hard to tell in the picture, but some looked like it was like a neon yellow, or people always will say, oh, it's green or what. I don't know.
Well, the crazy thing is, so I was in like a lime green and Ayan was in like a yellow. We did not plan this. I know, because we're best friends, people think it was planned. I saw her dress and I was like, the pageant girl in me kicked in and I was like, are you kidding me? Because she told me her dress was purple. So
hold on. It's nowhere near purple.
I know. She was like, yeah, last minute we had to change. And this is the color that we went with. But she looked stunning. And in the end, when we sat next to each other, it kind of, you know, it panned out. But yeah, it was not planned at all.
And I was slightly worried about you potentially having a nip slip. What did you do to make sure that that wasn't going to happen? Because
oh my God.
I was so uncomfortable sitting in reunions.
I was probably just as worried as the producers and everyone else, because my dress came all the way from Kosovo and I didn't get to fit it. We got it. It arrived in New York. We tried it on. It had a mesh, but the mesh was not my skin tone. It was like a beige. Yeah. So I was like, no, I'd rather run the risk of my boobs hanging out than to go with this beige mesh. So we actually cut the mesh out and just prayed for dear life that.
No, because like this one little branch is like holding you. Like this branch is your best friend.
Yeah, because basically. And the stone that was like right over the nipple. It was a hot mess.
I'm like, there's already been a Dubai nip slip with Stanberry. When her whole boob was out. I'm like, how did nobody catch this?
I know. The producers had hell with me too. Also, I had my boobs done. And I swear the doctor put my nipples way too high when I had like the breast lift. So everything I wear, I actually have to be really careful because my nipple used to be like here and now it's like up to here. So
I had mine done too. Did they go in through the nipple or did they go underneath?
They did the T, so they went underneath.
Oh, so did you have a lift and an implant?
I did.
Okay, so that's for y'all listening, because I get a lot of boob questions. Yeah. I had no boobs at all, so I didn't have a lift. I had like just an implant stuck in. They did it through the nipple, but right. That's why I had issues breastfeeding Dove, because.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I breastfed my two first sons, and after breastfeeding them, that's when my boobs were as floppy as a flip-flop, girl. So I was like, no, I want to get them done. But the doctor asked me, do you want to have more kids? And I was like, listen, I have two boys. I would love to go for the girl. And he said he was going to do it under the muscle. But then it ended up like, it was so difficult to breastfeed my third son because it wasn't actually under the muscle. It was like right on top of it. Yeah. So it was like a whole thing. I felt, I had mom guilt because
me my too. Son,
yeah, he, I couldn't breastfeed as much as I did for my first two. And it was a whole thing. It was a whole mess.
That was the same thing for me. I feel like there needs to be more discussion about that because I didn't think I would be able to have a third. My first two, I didn't naturally have, you know, I had to do insemination and IVF. And then right. I went and got my boobs done and there wasn't, it was like, are you planning on having other kids? I was like, probably not. And then it was just such a crazy thing. Like I started trying to breastfeed Dove and I got mastitis and nothing would come out. And it was because they removed the nipple to put in the implant.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't lining up.
Ugh, mom.
But the mom guilt is.
The mom guilt is real. The mom guilt is so real, honestly.
And do you think that there, because we do the, you know, the fan questions on 2Ts and a lot of people are saying, are you sure you're done? And I know I hate when people ask me that, but also yeah. Like,
I'm done. I think my husband only makes boys. So, you know, I'm already outnumbered 3 boys and me, well, actually 4, cause I count my husband as one of the boys.
Yeah, for sure.
And myself. And as much as I would love to have a little girl, I think kids are so expensive and I'm a very hands-on mom. I'm not like, yeah. You know, a nanny mom. And so my kids are always with me. I drop off my kids to school. I take them to all their extracurricular activities. I cook 3-4 times a week. I don't have the time for another baby. And now I'm trying to look like a hot mama. So
yeah, I mean, this is why I am in my current state, bribing my kids right now. I'm like, guys, do not come, because we have another week before school starts. I'm like,
yeah, same.
Can you please? Thank you. I will be done in 1 hour. Like just.
Yeah. I get it. Same.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
And then how did you get cast on the show?
So actually, they reached out to Chanel Ayan. So Chanel and I have been like very good friends for about 6 years. She started out as one of my models. And then she was just always a girl's girl. We always vibe. She always invite me to all these events because a lot of people didn't know I owned my brand Mina Rowe. So because of that, she was always like, girl, it doesn't matter. Just come. You know, and when they reached out to her, she was like, actually, I don't know if I want to do it necessarily, but I know a girl. She's my girlfriend. She's literally a real housewife. She's always cooking. She's doing everything that most Dubai moms don't do, right?
Right.
And they reached out to me, and then one thing led to another. So yeah, I came on through Chanel Ayan.
So how many of you guys actually, because kind of what you're seeing when you're watching the show is you're thinking, are they all friendly, but like, is it through Instagram? Because sometimes some of the relationships don't feel as formed. Right. So you actually knew Ayan, but who, yeah. Anybody else?
Yes. Yeah, so I've actually known Nina the longest. So I've known Nina. I brought Nina onto the show. So Chanel brought me, I brought Nina. I've known her for so many years. And then on social media, I knew Caroline Brooks for years and years and years. I think I've known her actually since I was pregnant with my son, but we just never really hung out. And then Caroline Stanberry, I used to see her out and about. We run in the same circles and stuff. So they basically interviewed girls in our circle, in our friend group. Like if you didn't know someone, you wouldn't really make
like in the peripheral.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then Sarah, I met while filming.
I mean, I have to be honest, watching the show, I think about like, who would I be
and you know, you'd be friends with me.
Well, obviously I would be friends with you. You're so fun, like all the things, but my hardest one I'm having connecting with is Nina. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if she is giving off like, everything is good all the time. So then it doesn't come off as authentic to me, but right. Like, what would you say is your most natural friendship on the show? Ayan?
100% Ayan and I mean, we're best friends in real life. So when we both got casted, it was like a dream come true because our husbands golf together. You know, we are actually hanging out all the time. She's been to like so many of my kids' birthday parties. She's actually, I won't say she's always the mascot, but she's always the life of all my kids' birthday parties.
Is she at that over the top all, in the clothes all the time?
No, she's not over the top all the time, but she's always been very larger than life. You know what I mean? Like, it depends on the occasion. If it is an event, she is going to show up probably in full goal sequence. You know, I've been to fashion shows with her that she's not walking in and she outdoes everybody on the runway. You know, that's just her personality. She's really bright, but no, she's not always dressed like that. Sometimes she's dressed a little bit more, you know, normal.
Well, I co-hosted with Cynthia last week and we were talking about Teresa's wedding and I'm like, hold on, I'm confused. Ayan was not in a gown. She was actually like very understated. And she goes, she lost her bag or something happened with her clothes.
Yeah. She lost her stuff. And not just that, she was invited last minute. So Teresa gave her the invite last minute. and she couldn't, you know, most of her gowns and stuff are in Dubai. You know, when you're traveling 15 hour flights, you're taking you're not taking your whole world with you. So it was a lot for her to get things done, but I still think she rocked it. She looked
really stunning. I mean, she looked stunning. Yeah. She always does, but I was just like,
that over the topness. And I, to be honest, she was on the phone with me on her way there and she's like, I don't know, I'm not in a gown. And I'm like, bitch, you're Chanel. I have to go working.
I'm sorry. There's one like video where she's not even in shoes and she's walking and she's still like towering over everyone looking like a glamazon. I'm like, please. I'm like 5'3" with my highest heels.
Oh my God. That's me. We're the same height. I'm 5'4", but I like to say 5'5" because of that one song. 5'5", Brianna.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm 5'5" because it just sounds way cuter.
I know my license says 5'5", but everybody else is like, yeah, my daughter, she's 9. She's almost taller. She's like, nice try.
Yeah, that's like my son.
And then where do you stand with, and I always say Stansberry, and everyone that listens to the pod yells at me all the time. They're like, it's Stanberry. I'm like, I can't help myself. But where do you stand with her now?
Well, exactly where we left it, like nowhere. Like nowhere, and absolutely nowhere. The thing is, to be honest, I feel like we're just two very different people. We just don't vibe. I can relate to people who are authentic. I can relate to people who are vulnerable. I can relate to people who are real, you know? And I don't really get that from her. And I don't think, not to say that she's fake, but I think she's quite guarded and protected. And because of that, we just don't really vibe. I'm an energy person. And if our energies don't align, you know, I'm not going to really invest and put a lot of effort into it. And so it's always been kind of like that with she and I. And I also think she's a little bit intimidated by me. So,
well, from the final part, I agree with you in the fact that like, I can immediately tell how somebody's acting towards me, regardless if it's them or not. And then I take on that energy with them. And it's hard for me to move on from that. Even in these, like you can see I knew the second you came on, I'm like, all right, she's going to be good. She's going to be cool. She's going to be easy. Like, because sometimes you can feel that guardedness. And then as somebody interviewing, you're like, ugh.
Exactly. I hope she lets her guard down because we're so like, Ayana and I are so fun. Like, girl, you want to hang with us? We're the cool girls, you know, the earth girls. You don't have to always be perfect around us. And I feel like that's why Chanel and I, we gravitate to each other because we relate to each other on a mom level, on a personal level, on just so many different wavelengths, you know? And with her, it's, you just get one thing.
And what do you think about the people that said from the last episode when you guys were all on the trip, they were like, if Ayana's being Lisa's mouthpiece or whatever it was, like, because you didn't walk over there, like, what do you think you were just supporting her and saying you go handle it? Or
the thing is I actually felt like Ayana was in the wrong in that situation, and I am not the type of friend that's gonna like gas you up when you're wrong. Like, we have that kind of relationship where if she feels like I've done something that's wrong, no, I'm not gonna say it in front of the group of girls to embarrass her because that's my girl. But it's just like when you're driving a car with a police officer, right? Yeah. Your husband gets pulled over. You're not going to be like,
I told you to use your signal.
You know, you're going to wait till the officer's gone. We kind of have that relationship. I've said that before. We kind of had that. We have that relationship where I can be like, girl, you know, you were in the wrong, you know, go apologize. But no, I'm not going to go apologize.
Your job to go apologize.
It's not my job, you know, and I feel like she never takes accountability either. You know, and she's always expecting everyone to say sorry to her. And I've never, ever heard her say she's sorry back. You know, so for me, it's like, I'm not giving you more than you give me. I match energies and I'm good over here.
Well, this is how I knew things were bad. When they showed that she had a cigarette, I was like, there's only probably 5 times in housewife history they've shown a housewife smoking a cigarette. I was like, things are not going well here.
I kind of feel like she overreacted too. It was not that deep. You know, if someone says to me, I'm more successful than you, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm confident in who I am. you know, so if that's how you feel, girl, that's fine. I know who I am. I don't seek validation, outside validation from anyone.
Right. So, but you also don't need to tell people how successful you are.
And you don't, you know, so that's why I felt like that was not called for, you know, but at the same time, I didn't think she needed to storm off and cry about it. But then again, we all handle things differently. And that's just how I would have handled it. I would have been like, okay, girl, sure, you're more successful.
Right.
You know, like much bank accounts. I don't know.
And then how do you feel about husbands getting involved in general? Tam and I were just talking about this because of something that happened on Atlanta. And I was like, I never want my husband involved. Like,
never.
And she was like, no, I don't mind it. And I was like, I don't want him to speak up for me.
I'm with you. I don't want my husband to get involved. I feel like when women are fighting and arguing, I think it's important for it to just be us, you know? Yeah. Now, if my husband sees me getting ganged up on, I know what he's like. He's going to jump in and probably be like, but he'll pull me away. He's not going to stay there and argue with women. He doesn't do that. You know, even the comment he made about Stanberry being a 50-year-old influencer, you know, you know, he actually apologized to her. He was like, I could see how that, watching it back, I can see how that can be hurtful. But I was responding to what my wife was sharing with me about you saying if she wants to suck your husband's dick or whatever, you know? So
how did that escalate to that point? Because when we were watching it, it really seemed like you guys were just chatting.
I thought everything was good. I spoke to her. I was like, listen, don't group Ayan and I together. Then she dropped the them. Then she dropped the them comment. And then it just escalated from there because I'm like, I just told you not to group us. And then you're going to call us them. But I don't know. She just got triggered by Sergio talking to me, you know?
So you think it was jealousy?
100%. And insecurity. She is a very, very insecure person. She genuinely is. And I feel like it just came out. She was having a lot of drink and they say a drunk man never lies. So she showed us who she was. But I was really disappointed in that because I just had a great conversation with you saying not to group us. You didn't show up to my fashion show. We're good. You know, we're going to move on. And then it just went left. So.
And how did your husband take that comment?
He didn't like it at all. He didn't like it. And no husband would. Come on. Who would want to hear that their wife, someone's telling their wife to suck their husband's dick or whatever she said, you know, he didn't like it. And so he was giving, but he's always choosing the higher road. He's a Michelle Obama. I'm not.
You know what? Neither am I. I wish I was.
I know. I wish. But you know, he's like one of those, you know, when they go low, you go high. So he was actually giving perspective. Like Lisa, you never have to stoop to her level. You know, she's just a 50-year-old influencer. Like, you know who you are, you know, and that's not it. So that was like, he was kind of trying to give me perspective, but it just, you know, people took it and ran with it. But he did apologize to her because he was like, okay, yeah, I can see how that can be hurtful, but I don't know what is the big deal about, he wasn't age shaming her. You know, it wasn't an age thing. It was more
the influencer.
That was more the influencer. Exactly. But you know, she was projecting.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I can say a really relatable moment that I had was when you were with your husband, you were talking about your business and your husband was on his phone, because husbands, we need to make clear is husbands aren't paid to be filming housewives
at all.
So like when you try to bring them into things, like I would remember trying to tell Edwin, like whatever it was. And he would like, you could tell he was like trying to work. And I'd be like, no, it's going to look like you don't care what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, 100%. And two, they had him there for like 20 minutes when he said,
oh,
like,
waiting.
Waiting. And so he was like, I have a meeting. I have clients in my office, because people don't realize my husband has a whole career.
Right.
So, and businesses to run. Like Nina Rowe is just his wife's business that he invested in. You know, he's the CFO because this is what he does for a living. And I would
and
not.
And he's good at it.
And he's good at it. And I wouldn't trust anybody else with our money, you know? So people are like, oh, well, fire him as a CFO. Like, no, my husband's going nowhere.
Okay, where's the goat?
You're going to have to tune in. Actually, tomorrow's episode, you'll get to see everything that's happening with Miss Goat. We love Miss Goat so much. Honestly, she's a part of the family forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Oh, well, that's nice for you, because my dad sent me birds. Well, he sent my kids birds because he felt bad because when I was a kid, he let our birds go. So he sent them to my kids for Easter. And I was like, I never asked for these birds. And they're not even birds you can hold. They're just like yelling at you birds all the time. And one of my friends was like, we love parakeets. They're lucky. There's all these things. I was like,
do you want them?
You are welcome to take them to your family, because my kids don't pay attention to them. And my dad got so, I said it on the podcast that I gave them away. Yeah. My dad called me. He's like, you got rid of the birds. I was like, I did. They didn't live their best life.
You know, you have three kids too. I mean, adding pets to the mix is like adding a whole nother kid. And that's how I felt about Miss Goat, you know, but my kids cried and they talked us into keeping her. And you know, and she became like a neighborhood staple as well. So yeah, just tune in to see what happens with this.
And I know we're almost out of time, but is there anything that you would change about your first season?
No, I think I would just plug Nina Rowe more often.
What I can't take is when housewives start a new business the second they become housewives, and then you can tell that everybody's like,
Yeah.
Scrambling to try to make it legit.
Yeah. Well, to convince my husband to do the show, because we're such private people. He was like, absolutely not. I had to like show him. He speaks currency. So I had to explain it to him in dollars, pounds, again, for him to get it. And finally he was like, okay, yeah, it makes sense for your business and I'm going to support you with it.
And is there anything you can tease us about the reunion?
Well, let's just say, Lisa Milan was not all action in her. She brought that same energy that she has in her confessionals. Okay.
Okay. And my next question, my final question, because I know you're a busy, busy person. How many people cried?
I would say one or two. But I feel like there were some close moments for all of us. But I would say one or two.
And would you do girls trip?
Oh, absolutely. Have you done it yet?
No.
Oh my God. Together. You, me, Ayan. Who else would we bring?
We need someone else that is not afraid to say whatever they think.
Yeah. And that will just bring the fun as well.
I know. Have fun. Be a mess.
I would definitely do girls trip.
Yeah. Don't you think it seems so much fun? But I would want to go on a location.
Yes, for sure. Somewhere fun.
And final. I love that I keep saying final. favorite Housewife franchise to watch?
Ooh, I don't know. I liked so many of them for different reasons. You know, the reason I tune in for Atlanta is not the reason I tune into Beverly Hills. And same for Jersey. I would say I can give you three. I love Jersey. I love Beverly Hills and I love Atlanta.
Have you watched Potomac?
I have watched Potomac. I like Potomac a lot as well. Yeah.
That is mine. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Oh my God. I want them to bring Monique back.
I know. I had Monique on and her show's really good too. I want them to bring Monique back, but I think that ship sailed. But I bet she could, you know what? Let's bring Monique on a girls trip.
Let's bring Monique on a girl's trip. Yes, let's do it. Look at us casting already.
I know, because I love that she is real with her husband, her kids. She's not always trying to give the illusion that everything's perfect, which makes her so much fun.
Yeah, I love her.
Well, I can't wait to tune in to the reunion, to the finale, all the things. And also, can I just maybe zip over to Dubai soon? Because I want to try it out.
Oh my God, yes. I will host you. 110%. It's the best place for kids. So don't just zip over there without the kids. Literally, we can't leave because it's like a wonderland for children. It's so safe. And my kids are never bored. There's a different amusement park for them to try almost every other weekend.
Okay. So how long will it take me from Los Angeles to get to Dubai?
It'll probably take you like 12 to 15 hours.
All right, we can do it.
But you fly business, take a night flight, let the kids sleep. Let the kids sleep.
Give them a Benadryl and you're good to go.
A little melatonin goes a long way.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This was so fun. Well, bye. Yeah. My love to Tamara, wherever she is. But this was so fun. I'm so glad we did.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Breed Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.